music there from Blue Six with the music and wine. Nothing better than music and some good. What's a good wine? I haven't had wine in quite some time, actually, to be honest with you. I used to be a big fan of Hamilton Russell. Yeah. Tamlin?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
You are down in the Cape, am I right?
No. I'm in the Northern Cape.
Oh, you're in the Northern Cape by the Karoo.
In the desert.
Ah, lovely. I actually drove to George around December, and I went past the Karoo. It's still it's still a magnificent place.
Yeah, but I'm like George is still, I think, in the Western Cape. So I'm like near Upington. Do you know Upington?
Yes, I know Upington. Upington. Every time I watch the weather, it's probably the hottest place in South Africa all the time.
Yeah, so I'm like say 400 kilometers from Upington. I'm like near Springbok.
Oh, jeez, you're all the way up there.
Yeah, it's very far from Cape Town.
Nice one. Tamlin is the winner of Miss Wheelchair SA 2021, who will be representing South Africa at the Miss Wheelchair World in Mexico in October 2022. I wasn't even aware that there is Miss Wheelchair SA. Do you know that, Tamlin?
Well, that can be true because this was the first pageant that happened for women in wheelchairs in the history of South Africa.
Okay. How did it feel, though, to be crowned?
Wow, exciting. Really, really exciting. Just like I said, now it's the first pageant that happened for women in wheelchairs. Mm. So, and I've always been drawn to like the modeling type of industry. So this is just like a dream came true for me.
Ah, no, nice. And what inspired your being so passionate about raising funds to help other disabled individuals in need?
You know, there's always this unforeseen circumstances that just rise up when you are like disabled. You do have your daily challenges, and then you also have like challenges that is maybe costs, that has costs involved. Like your wheelchair can break down, or you need to go for a doctor's appointment, and there's always like funds that needs to be raised for like kidneys, all of that stuff. So that basically inspired me because you don't know as a disabled person where to go to if you are in that type of situation where you need like funds immediately. Mm. So even after my brain, I would like to continue with this initiative. So I want it to be like a long-term initiative. That's why I'm starting it now already, so that it can be like a monthly thing where I raise funds. So whenever like a disabled individual approach me and say, hey, this is the situation, I can be like of help, you know?
I raised some funds for wheelchairs, because wheelchairs are very, very expensive. And and I had to do a bit of a race. And I must say, it is not a difficult thing to do. Mexico 2022, are you looking forward to it?
Yes, I'm really looking forward to represent South Africa at Miss Wheelchair World. Currently, I'm also trying to raise funds to go to Mexico. And South Africa, I really, really need your help. To take hands with me to make this possible, because right now it's really, time is flying. I can say time is flying. So I need just everyone to be on board with me with this one.
All right, how do we get on board?
Just like make contact with me, like if there's someone that can donate and that would like to donate, like the person can make contact with me. There's also like people that try to co-host events to raise funds for me, because right now I'm in the Northern Cape, so like I need everyone in South Africa to get involved, even though I'm in the Northern Cape. So every initiative I would appreciate.
All right, great stuff. How do we get hold of you real quick?
071-315-8220. That's my contact details. And on social media, I'm Tamlin Bach or Miss Wheelchair South Africa.
Okay, nice one. Thanks a lot, Tamlin, for chatting to us. And good luck for Mexico 2020 to fly the South African flag high. All right, girl? 'Cause